Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
Question number 7 to develop your safety excellence strategy. What data-driven priorities and objectives are of strategic value? If you've been following along in this 10-question series, at this point in the strategy development process, you know what success looks like. You've identified your customers. You've specified the value you want to deliver to them. You've determined the rationale, story, and scope. You've examined what supports or conflicts with your ability to succeed. You've gained buy-in to go further. Now it's time for exploration, to look at the data you have and what you need to generate. How will you frame your story? Question number 4 will tell you what type of data you need. Your data will suggest what path to take. You need to see what's relevant. We all swim in data, yet more information doesn't mean we're better informed. The opposite may be true. Data overload can be stupefying. Narrowing your options may be a better choice. Big data just keeps getting bigger. Big data allows for vast numbers to be visualized and crunched into finer and finer detail. We know a lot about a wide range of topics, but this doesn't necessarily make choosing among options any easier. Which data is most useful to improve performance? Which data tells you how data will be used to accept your proposed intervention? What data exists about beliefs and values and behaviors? The signal we are looking for can be lost in the noise, and this is the challenge. More choices can overwhelm the human mind to the extent that not choosing becomes the default. As you go through your decision-making process, think about the things you can take off of the table. Limiting choices is effective, but the difficult question is, how will you narrow your options? How will you decide? Your organization may have a formal decision-making process. Can that methodology be leveraged here? Are the things you already measure leading to insight? There will always be constraints because your culture must be able to absorb your intervention. You want improvement, but you don't want to rock the boat so much that it sinks. This is why you're looking for data that will allow you to make small changes that will lead to big effects and results. You want data upon which to act. The following questions will help you answer number 7 in your strategy development process. What data do you want? What data is available? How easy is it to access? Is it understandable? What information will you need to generate? What capabilities currently exist? What capabilities could be reasonably learned? Are your research questions designed to confirm your preformed opinion? How will you avoid leading questions? Which biases might skew what you look for? How will you interpret your data? What expertise or insight is needed to interpret your data? What do operational performance indicators tell you? And what will the data allow you to do? Interpreting data isn't easy. You need a programmer to debug a software application. You need a physician to interpret an MRI. And to complicate matters, two doctors may disagree on the meaning of the same data. Judgment is human. Who has the right capability to actually interpret what you are seeing? For your strategic choices, what data-driven priorities and objectives would be of strategic value? Upcoming articles and In This Situation podcast will continue to focus on the 3 remaining questions that must be asked and answered to create your safety excellence strategy.
As trusted advisors to those on the path toward safety excellence, we firmly believe the approach taken must be collaboratively defined and customized to the culture and unique realities of the individual business. We look forward to working with you on your strategy, leadership, culture, and behavior-based safety improvement efforts. Visit us at proactsafety.com.